RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Happy birthday, Mr. Marcus Throne! Happy birthday, Mr. Marcus Throne! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday. We've got Marilyn Spirit reincarnated.
Well,
thank you.
How's that?
Thank you very much.
Ew, 37.
Ew, I'm like older than Chico. Like,
one of the one of the first things that Marky said when he came in was like, I can't believe I'm older than you. With a shaking of the head. Like, it's like, I can't believe I'm older than you.
When as you get older, you just say yes, right?
Right, right.
So even if you want to contest,
no, come on.
You just say yes. Para walang
stress.
Life's
too short. Life's too short. Come on.
Stress. Just so yeah. Okay, so you're 36 for life. Just si Renz, hoy Chico, maka ew 37. Yak Thunders. Mag 37 na rin ako next week.
Ew. These people are ancient.
Ancient. We're ancient.
You're like ancient compared to me, spring chicken me. So, yo, 37.
Yeah.
So today, because it is Marky's birthday, we are honoring his day of birth by giving you the top 10 that we used for my birthday and Hazel's birthday. That's how the cycle goes. We always start a new like top 10 for my birthday, and then we do it for Hazel's, and then we
and
do
then
it for Marky's.
We do it for mine.
So this is the last one, and today we are doing Marky's version of the top 10 for this cycle, which is hashtag My Marky Era.
And we're trending.
Yes, we are trending. Number
yes.
three. And My Marky Era, let's give you some examples. I am over pleasantries and niceties. Now, when I want to call someone, I just say, hi! Alam mo, excuse me. Or, kamusta na, excuse me po. No. Hi! And then, supply with whatever word you want to give after that. Hi!
Hi! Hi!
Hi! Nasaan ka na? Nandito na kami! And another example. Parang allergic na rin ako sa t-shirt. Kaya lahat ng IG posts ko overflowing with beef. Beef, 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 beef.
It's been a while since... Well, actually, I've just posted something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, we don't want chicken. We don't want pork.
We want beef.
There you go. And another example, my Marky era. If you attack unprovoked, I will not just block you. That's for beginners. Sasabihan mo na kita ng tsaka mo and then block you.
So, that's just literally what you deserve.
Yeah. It's for me. What are we, beginners? I mean, come on, blocking? That's kids play.
No, that's just... That's just a slap on the wrist.
Exactly.
You gotta give it to them.
Yeah. Full blast.
Hard.
Okay. Sige ka, baka they might start shading you just to get it, you know, just to get that treatment. My Marky era. Sleep and rest, that's for mortals. Work in the morning, work out in the afternoon, then rock it in the evening. Kayod is my love language.
Well, sometimes we gotta do what we gotta do to make ends meet, right?
Make the coins.
The coins.
And one last, my Marky era. I am Bogey. I am Borta. I am singer and actor. I am Mr. Universe. I am Lola. I am all that. I love if you did a version of Meredith Brooks's Bitch. You can be like, I am Poggy, I am Berta, I am Singer, and Lola.
And Lola, 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 Lola.
Puede.
It's reached that point. I mean, mm-hmm. I tell you, mm-hmm. we used to have like really good snacks in the booth. What right. do we have now?
Gosh. Prunes!
We eat prunes.
And granola.
And granola.
Guys, ang dati parang it has to be delicious, right? Ngayon, the only criteria we need is it has to be high in fiber and good for the digestion.
And it's so good for me now. Like, my stomach's great.
Right?
My breath in the morning is like, well, I mean, because I take probiotics now every day. And prunes are probiotics.
Prunes.
It really fixes everything up. Diba?
Okay, yes. Yes, Lola Marky. Dapat yun ang ano natin topic. Hashtag Lola Marky. But no, it is hashtag My Marky Era.
That's why the next time we do it for you, it's gonna be hashtag Hi Lola Chico.
Skip that idea. Okay, we're nixing that. I forgot na kailangan
we have
pala
to do it for all three of us.
Alright, so there you go. That's what we're doing today. If you want to join us, send in all of your entries, your birthday entries, to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Marky Era in all your posts.
Tea over coffee. Tea over coffee. Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. We're talking about a couple of interesting things today, including my queen, Camila Cabello.
Okay, okay. With a new hairdo.
With a new hairdo. She's come up with a new album, so it's very exciting. Basically, it describes they describe Camila's new album as, admittedly, I was initially confused, but as I played it on, I became entranced by its bold abandon. The production is sparse, mainly relying on thick layers of piano and sharp-edged drums that pound a booming velocity. The writing is both diaristic, bluntly personal, and imagistic, too, offering visual impressions of Miami landscapes rather than always telling a neatly constructed story. Oh, diba? It does not feel like a ready for the top 40.
Okay.
But it's surely gonna do really well. So,
okay.
Let's see.
We'll see. I mean, she is a hit maker, so.
She is, hello.
We can
she
expect.
She is Havana, ooh la la.
We right? can expect.
In other news, David Schwimmer has been cast in Goosebumps Season 2.
Oh.
He will play a former botany professor and divorced parent of teenage twins. Very exciting.
Parang perfect yun. Very nerdy.
Very nerdy. And I really, really am a huge fan of the new Goosebumps.
Mm.
I used to watch it weekly. Well, I mean, it only came out a couple of months ago, I think. But when it came out the first time, I followed it. And it was a weekly show.
Yeah.
Which focused on the different, I think I did it on my watch list, but it focused on different books of R.L. Stine, and it kind of is similar to how they made the movie.
Yeah.
But in a series style. So, check that out. Another one, in local news, did you hear about the whole Shira thing?
Oh, no.
Okay, there's a girl from called Shira, who's a Moro singer. And she came up with a song that became a hit song called Celos. And it was all over the internet, but then people realized that it sounded a lot like Lenka's song, one of her hit songs. And basically, Lenka took to Instagram saying that because she was alerted by a social media user and said that they are filing.
Ooh.
The case.
Okay.
And the response of Shira and her team is that they took it down from all the platforms.
Okay.
Spotify. But it's still on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they're now deeming it as a cover and not an original song.
Ooh.
Even if it's a Tagalog version of the song.
So, it's like it is, like, admittedly, now it's a cover. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the same exact thing, but in Tagalog. It's like Marina's, I'm a Filipina, but like, my antrata, di ba?
Right. Pero yun kasi talagang, it's really a...
For sure they talked about it.
Right, yeah.
Before she used it. I'm sure she was given permission.
Yeah, exactly.
But in...
Like, that was an actual, like, inspiration from... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it was more of an homage track. This is a track that she claimed to be her own, but it was... Because, you know, I mean, you can... You can sample tracks, I think, and you can also basically sing certain parts of tracks or use the background sound, but make sure they're informed.
Okay.
Right? Don't do it without their consent, because that's their property.
Yeah.
Especially if it's that similar. Oof. Like, as in, it's exactly that. That chorus is exactly that. Maybe that's a different background track.
Right, right.
It's the same exact thing that Lenka did. So, we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
But it's a pretty big deal at the moment. So thank you, I Am Onyx, for sending that over. Also, it's showtime. We'll be on GMA7. It'll go head-to-head with Eat. Balaga.
Yeah.
So, very...
I think they did a motorcade or something yesterday.
Parang nag-switch sila ng networks.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
literally.
A complete shift. Which is interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
It'll make, you know, the noontime, like, watchers, it's a win-win. You know? Because for sure, everyone will try to make a really good show, right?
So very true.
The winner, the viewing public.
May the best drag queen win.
Exactly.
And lastly, Millie Bobby Brown reveals on Jessie Ware's podcast that she's a Karen and leaves reviews under a fake name.
Oh.
My whole life is people criticizing me, so I'm going to give it back to you sometimes. I do think it's important to know where you went wrong and always room for improvement. I mean, I'm sure I know a lot of people who have their own version of this, their own alters, where they go online and they comment on certain people's posts, videos, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
no, diba usually, pag merong, kunyari there's an issue about a celebrity. Kunyari Marky, kunyari si ikaw. Ito si Marky, ganito. They're all bashing you. Tapos biglang merong isang, let's say,
good comment.
Patrick John. Biglang, no, Marky is the best, ganyan. You're all jumping to conclusions. Tapos may magkocomment sa ilalim, hindi mo kami maloloko, Marky Strop. Like, they all assume the one or two, like, dissenting voice defending the person is actually the person using an alter account.
On point.
Tawang-tawa ako every time they do that. Because obviously, you know, with every issue, there will be defenders and there will be, like, the people in attack mode. So, natatawa ako when they do that. Hindi mo kami maloloko, blank.
It's hilarious. No, I've seen it too.
They're crazy.
Countless times. But it's funny, sometimes it's actually like another human being.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure the smarter ones, if it is the celebrity, if they're smart, they'll change the way they talk. I mean, yeah. they'll
change the language.
They'll change the language. They'll try not to talk the way they talk. But it's not the obvious.
Yeah.
If you use the same words or the same way you talk, edi booking ka na ikaw yun. Kasi sometimes they can trace, diba, yung mga IP, whatever. Like, yeah. Remember the whole Normani thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the big fan who, bilang pag-trace nila, it's like, it's her. The biggest Normani stan is Normani.
Is Normani? No.
Tapos it's like confirmed kasi na-trace nila yung... Yeah,
so
that was a little embarrassing.
But I mean,
I'm so excited to hear Normani's new music. Tapos nalaman nila siya rin yun.
Oh no. That's so cringe.
Okay, yeah.
So,
I think sa ano, I think like kunyari Instagram or whatever. I forgot eh. Parang pinost niya yung screenshot. Pero nung nakita yung screenshot niya of like of supposedly the person, the fan, pagkita nila yung template is like when it's you. Not, you know what I mean? Like, for example, if I look at your Instagram, I go to your profile, it will look different as opposed to if I'm on my profile. Gets? Parang yeah. Gano'n. Like, basta parang gano'n. Like, pag nung nakita nila, it's the profile of, like, the user.
Yeah. Accidentally.
Accidentally. Na post niya. Parang gano'n.
Oh, no.
So people found out na, that's you!
Oh my gosh, it's
yeah,
you!
Yeah, it's you!
I can't believe it. Yeah. Oh, but I mean,
you know what?
Love yourself.
Do what
right?
you gotta do, right? I mean, yeah. If nobody's being your cheerleader, then be your own cheerleader.
Be your own cheerleader.
Nakakatawa lang kasi... You're under the guise of somebody else. That's the only part that makes it funny.
So shady. And since
but, yeah.
And since she's a little bit on that side.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the birthday top 10 for today.
Oh yeah.
And let's start off with some greets.
So many people saying happy birthday, Marquis.
Oh, thank you very much.
The text line. So let's read out some of their messages. Hi to Neil, who says, silent rusher since 2014.
Aww.
Been listening more frequently to you guys this year thanks to the podcast because I live in Belgium now. Saying hi to my fellow rusher and good friend, Tito Jules, who just 15 minutes away from me by bike.
Oh.
Thank you for always making us laugh. Have a good day. Thank you so much, Neil. That's very sweet. Hello to Renz and Hoy Chico, maka ew 37, yak thunders ka, maka 37 na rin ako next week, sabi ni Renz. Hello to Farmer Sanchez again and to Chris and Tepi. Happy birthday, Marquee. Butter Baby also says, happy birthday, Marquee. We have Nene and Ian saying, hi, Marquee. Wishing you a day filled with happiness and a year filled with joy. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Aww. Thank you. Especially for like the food that you sent over as well last time.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Nene and Ian. Hello, Juice Blank. And Juice Blank also sent us like a greeting and a photo of you holding your little pancake. Birthday pancakes.
This was the birthday pancakes during the pandemic. Is that the one?
Possibly.
I don't know this. What's this?
Because, diba, nag-pandemic.
Okay.
And that was like a week before my birthday.
Your birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we couldn't find cakes. Like,
that so was, it was a birthday pan. Cute.
And all what we did was we just made pancakes.
And then there's like, parang may Ferrero sa ibabaw, tapos may candle. Ferrero ba to?
Ano
parang
ba
may
yun?
Bilog na something. Oh, Ferrero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Parang makeshift.
That was my
because you
makeshift.
Couldn't go out. There were no. Yeah. There were no bakeries.
So whatever
open.
Was available.
Everything.
So
closed.
That was well. We made it.
Right.
CSO made it for me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. At least I had something to celebrate. Because
remember, we were already planning something. Like
yeah,
we were,
for
I think
his,
we
yeah.
had you had a party.
No, I want you to come watch my show, Iconic 80s.
Yes.
In,
no, pero
no.
Meron pa.
Meron
we
pa
were planning,
isa,
diba,
party
na,
ka
like,
dapat.
A get-together or something.
Yeah.
You were planning that too for that year.
Oh my gosh.
Lockdown. Go
Yeah. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's going to come and watch the show in Resorts right? World. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So feels like forever ago, honestly.
Super.
Bon Voyage says, second day as a podcast rusher. Oh, because they couldn't listen via streaming yesterday. And Jelly is waiting for us to go live. We'll do that for Facebook and Twitch later. Hello to the Jedi Master, the UP Dreamers, and D2 Run Crew. Majorette, happy birthday, Marky. AU says, good morning. And then also sent us like a panlasang Pinoy post. Alam mo yun, kasi parang I think nag-viral ba siya or basta nakita ko siya somewhere, maybe on Chika PH. Parang okay. Somebody kasi posted like a different account na parang masakit na katotohanan na si at panglasang Pinoy. So nakatag siya. Nagluto lang ng itlog, millions of views na. Nagluto lang ng inihaw, millions na sa FB. Samantalang tayo, todo effort na di man lang maka 1K views kahit ilang itlog palutuin natin. So what panlasang Pinoy did was he actually reposted it and then like posted something on top of it. So sorry that you felt that way. Di ko rin alam ba kung bakit. Pero sana makatulong ito para maka 1K views ka na. God bless.
Oh, so that's so sweet. Shinarinya.
That's nice.
Such a sweet guy.
Hello to Rovi and good morning to Sarah Prelli. Happy birthday, Marky, she says.
Thank you.
Jean says, good morning to Mika. Catherine says, happy birthday, Marky. Jerome. Jennifer Espiritu and Gigi, they say happy birthday, Maki!
Salamat.
There you go.
Thank you.
For now.
Oh, and thank you to Sina Maki from Eastwood.
Oh, Pat. Yes. Eastwood
Sina,
fam.
Sina Eric, thank you very much. RB sent me a message. Aww. So sweet. Our Pokemon Eastwood group. It's what keeps us afloat. People ask me, who are your friends in Eastwood? I'm like, you see those people on their phones?
Nerds! It's the nerds!
Those are my friends.
Exactly. Our peeps.
Hi to Shay, who says, wishing you a day filled with love, cake, joy, and wonderful things. Thank you very much. And Crispy Tin, who sends me a photo of when I won all of those Eeveelutions during the... What do you call that? The
claw
machine.
Claw machine.
Claw machine. Hi to Anne Ragasa. Sabi niya, wish ko sana ang mahanap mo ang tunay mong pag-ibig, kaya lang mukhang nahanap mo na. You know. Hello to Hazel and Chico. Please greet my mom, Arlene Ragasa, dad. Cecilia Ragasa, happy Thursday, everyone. Thank you to Kenneth Kim of Vier, all these people sending me birthday messages. Inked, hi to Absolute, thank you so much. And Juice Blank, thanking Chichi Chronicles. I am Onig and the rest who are sending us photos of, tea over coffee, extra tea for today. Thank you for sending that over. And thank you also to Jinya, Charles, Mars for sending me happy birthday messages. Very sweet of you. And also, X-Men 97 is out yesterday.
Yesterday.
So hope everyone's enjoying that. Both Chico and I got a nice figure.
Yeah. And it's so nostalgic.
It is.
But isn't Storm your favorite also? Or
it's hard to choose for me when it comes to X-Men, but definitely Storm is one of my all-time favorites. But kasi if you era yan eh. So, you know, like it's not always the same X-Men at each point.
I don't think at that
so.
But Storm was OG. Big at the time, but I think the one that was really big during the 97
era
was Rogue.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know. Everyone was like,
Wolverine
Rogue's
is always
so cool.
Mm-hmm. The biggest.
Obviously, Wolverine.
Of all time.
Ma chérie, Gambit.
Gambit.
Gambit was big.
Jean Grey was my favorite, only because when I looked at my cards, like she had like the best power. So I was like, go Jean Grey. That's my favorite.
No, that's true. I mean, not just Jean Grey, but Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
I mean, she could literally like obliterate the universe mm-hmm. if she wanted to.
Yeah. Hi to Murag. Thank you very much, as well as to Mikik. And Kiko Man Machine says, Frohe Geburtstag, Maki Prost. Which is happy birthday in German.
Oh.
Advent Joy says happy birthday and please say hi to my PNF from Jules, Joseph, Migs, Kiko, and Bebang. Hi to Rhyme and Reason. Good morning, TMR DJs. And thank you again, Elaine. She says, can't wait to watch Rent. Yes, can't wait for you guys to see it. We've been working really, really hard. We did our stumble through of Act 1 yesterday. Also saying hi to Maciel, who says, happy birthday, Marky. Can you sing a birthday blending song for you and to my wife, Rose? It was her birthday yesterday.
You're right. We should have a birthday blending for Marky.
For Marky.
Thank you, guys. Love from Doha, Qatar. Okay, and this is also for me and for Rose, for his wife.
Okay, okay, okay. We have to make this good.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
So, Marky and Rose? Happy birthday, Marky and Rose.
Happy birthday to us.
Wow. That was a first.
Yeah,
to greeting us. Yourselves.
Greeting ourselves. No, singing happy birthday
singing
to
happy
ourselves.
Happy birthday to yourselves.
Yeah. Last couple. Hi to Andre, JM. Thank you very much for the messages. Jeremy, actually, so many people sending me greets. I just so thankful, so happy. Paolo Manila, thank you for the message to my favorite Pokemon trainer. And there you go. I believe that's it for greets for now. We'll get to the rest in the next batch.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. My Marky Era. Let's start off with Maxim De Winter.
Number 10.
My Marky Era. When talking, I'm like, filter? What's that?
Yeah, well.
What's that?
What
can
is
you explain
a filter?
How that works?
I don't understand filters. Well.
Like, so you don't say yung off limits? Limits? What's that?
The limit does not exist.
Are there limits?
And
hey, but I've been these days.
I've been improving
okay, a little bit. I've been saving your ass sometimes.
Oh.
So,
parang pangit ganon. I'm like saving your ass. That sounds weird. Coming from the designer dad.
Saving all
number nine.
You.
I'm lactose intolerant as well. I only drink milk tea if I'm right next to a restroom. Like, sige, inom ako, pero tatabi na ako para takbo na after.
Para sure.
From Genshin Impacto.
Number eight.
My Marky Era, when I'm about to start a fight, I say, okay, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. And this is why you need to say sorry.
Oh.
And again, he's about to unload.
But parang lahat ng statement niyo merong...
Oh, what? He's about to unload when he goes, here's the thing.
Okay, there you go. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Adventure.
Number seven.
My Marky Era, madalas ko din gulatin office mates ko pag nagsi-CR sila. Alam mo, ikaw, mapaprison honey ka eh. Tinan mo yung nanggulat ng bata,
oh my
diba?
God!
Hazel was showing us a video of these like horrible adults. Like,
wearing yung ghost face mask. Yeah, and then just literally screaming.
Like screaming.
In the kids' face.
Alam mo, kahit hindi ka nakamask,
in front
if you scream like that in the faces of the
kids.
And
imagine mo pa yung ganun, na nakamask ka na ganun.
Right?
Oh my gosh, the kids were like bawling their
eyes
out.
They were crying.
Hindi nakakry. Yeah. Crying na fear.
They were screaming din.
Na fear.
But ikaw, Chico, alam ko, in your heart of hearts, you're a child. But like, you're a grown man. You're like 36 years old.
Yes. Fully grown.
But that's
fully
baby
grown.
Chico also. So.
Meron ding baby Chico.
Protect baby Chico at all costs. Why?
Gaga, goo, goo, gaga.
Protect BBC.
At all costs.
Oh, you should like baby Chico.
Hey. Not just me. Look
like
who else is having a BBC today. Chico and I are both drinking our BBC.
That's true.
Our big black coffee.
Yeah,
we have our cold, big black cold brews.
Yeah,
BBCB.
BBCB.
BBCB. From Queen of Deadma.
Number six.
My Marky Era, pag wala yung gusto kong orderin sa resto, I stay calm. I simply say, Eh, di magsara na kayo.
Ay, sir. Yung, oh, wala na naman yung
ganyan. Oh, hulaan ko. Wala na naman yung salmon nyo. Oh, eh, kailan dadating yan?
Like, I swear. Like, I'm like, alam mo yung, I'm covering my face and I'm like, oh no.
I remember.
It's going off. Hey, every time I go to that place now, they have what I'm looking for, which is great.
So you're taking credit for this?
I am taking credit for this. And now everyone can have their salmon whenever
they want. Because of you.
Next time you're at that place, and you put like one subo of salmon in your mouth.
Think of Marky.
Think of Marky and say, Marky, wherever you are, thank you.
The next one I'm trying to work on is that ice cream place.
Pinaproject niya pala isa-isa yung mga
no? Does not seem to have the ice cream that they need to serve.
Oh. So, hindi, like, tsaka gusto ko talaga yung may sarcasm pa eh.
Parang, let me guess, wala na naman
ganun.
To.
Ganun! Kasi noong one time that we were eating there, sabi niya, oh, hulaan ko, not available.
That's exactly what he said. Remember when we had like our little TMR brainstorm sesh, and then, we had lunch there, I think, and that's what he said.
Oh yeah, the old one. Before
the old one.
Before the new one.
But you said the same line. Yes. You're like, oh, I know.
No, because like in the new one, I don't think I've ever said that. Because the new one, it's always available. Baka sa nag-restock sila.
Alam mo ba, mayroon akong kilala eh, na who works there. Pag daw isang piraso na lang yung salmon nila, matik, sinesave na nila. Tapos pag may umorder, sasabihin nila, ano na, out
wala
of stock na.
Na. Para pag ikaw.
Para in case dumating si Marky, meron silang masaserve. Para meron silang masaserve.
Si Don, nandito na si Don.
And coming from Krister.
Number five.
My Marky era, pag sa bahay, nasa bahay lang naman. E di, fully naked ako.
Very true.
Mm. Well, you fully? Are at home. Sabi ni Krister, siya fully.
I can't. Even if I live alone, I don't do that. Like, maybe at least underwear.
Ano ulit yun? Hubad is walang top. Hubo is walang pantalon.
Oh, nga
ganun
no?
daw yun. Kaya siya hubot-hubad. Kasi parang hubot-hubad, big sabihin, wala kang pambaba, wala kang pantaas. Kasi pag hubad yata, parang ano nga?
Alam ko hubo kasi pag hinubuan kami, nilaglag yung pants mo,
so,
yung shorts mo.
So, you're pantsed. Di ba that's what it's called? You're pantsed.
I guess.
Hilahin. Yeah, so hubad is if you're
topless.
Top is you're topless. Hubo is if you're bottomless. So, if you're hubot-hubad,
then you're naked.
Buck naked.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know what? I only do that when I'm alone. Walk around when I'm naked.
No,
I mean like for example, kung nandun yung SO ko.
You don't.
Oh, even
I don't
if?
Either.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't like it. I'd rather do it when I'm like alone.
Like really just you.
Like just me.
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
Even if it's like someone that I'm with after maybe the act.
Yeah.
I get that. I would put my clothes on.
Yeah.
After the act.
Or at least underwear.
At least underwear.
Basta something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, basta something.
Siguro basta nga hindi hubot-hubad.
I just like to be free when I'm alone.
Tsaka parang it's ano din eh. Parang it's a good sign na parang, op, sarado na tindahan pag nakakalala.
Akala ko kung ano.
Hindi yung parang, di ba? Parang... I'm closing the
shop. Because I'm imagining you. And you're like, oops, sarado na ang tindahan.
Hindi kasi nga, kunyari with a partner. Diba? It's like, it's a sign na parang, okay, done. You know what I mean?
Hindi kasi nga.
At least put undies on.
No, but what makes it interesting is, kasi nga, if you associate nudity with the act, kasi some people are just super comfortable with being nude, na parang walang problem. And I always thought you were like that, Marky. Na parang it's not about, I don't know. Like it's more like because it's so free. So
I think it's also
Europeans are like that.
Right.
I think before when I was much younger and I lived in Europe, it was a different story. Yeah. I was more free and like I would walk around naked and my partner would walk around naked or whatever. But nowadays I think nahiya ako or something. I don't know. Yeah. Because like Filipinos are a certain way. Right. So
nakaka ano.
Nahawa ka na rin yung how we, yeah.
Yeah, how we are. With modesty. So, like, yeah, when it's like full on buck naked.
Yeah.
It's just for me and the privacy of my own company.
Yeah. And coming from Queen of Deadman.
Number four.
My Marky era, may kwento ka? Well, you have 10 seconds before I get distracted and start ignoring you. So start mo na yung kwento mo. Bilisan mo. Get to the point.
Bilisan. Uh-oh.
So that I can, you know, we can all move on. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number three.
True story, at dinner with friends, I missed the punchline of my friend's funny story because I decided to quickly feed my Pokemon buddy while he was talking. So, wala na. No point in the
priorities.
Yeah, it was like yesterday when we were eating, all of us, we were having rent dinner, right? Like in the middle of our rehearsals. And one of the people there, the brother of her director, is a Pokemon Go player.
Mm.
And so like mid-conversation, I was like, just give me a second. I haven't done my special trades. I went over to him and I just traded with him. And they were like, where did he go? What are you doing? We're like, we're just trading digital creatures. Yes. I'll be back.
God.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number two.
I may not be a celebrity or a public personality, but for some reason, my love life and the secrecy thereof has been the topic of my workplace every single day. As if it mattered to the work that I do, as if it's their business to know. Alam mo, kahit di ka celebrity,
juicy kasi.
Pag meron kasing natunogan ng tao na you're being secretive about something,
yes.
It doesn't matter what it is, they want to know.
They always want to know.
What, yung parang... I mean, it's no big deal. I'm just not sharing it. And the more they want to know.
Kasi feeling nila may something juicy about it. Yeah. That's why you're not sharing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the thing is, it's frankly, none of their business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. So.
And you'd be surprised. Even people who aren't celeb. Kasi pag celeb, medyo understand mo. Kasi, di ba, sikat ka eh. So people are curious. Pero even like non-celebrities know how this feels. Like pag kunyari parang, but hindi namin nakikita yung nagsusundo sa iyo araw-araw. Yung ganun, parang like, sino ba yan? That's like, and then they get all
nosy.
Busybody and like nosy about it. And some of them would probably pretend to be buying coffee. Pero actually,
sinisilip.
Naghintay ako sa baba, tinignan ko kung sino yung nagsundo sa kanya.
I've literally had people wait.
Right?
In parking lots for me to walk in and say, where are you going? Are you going to... And I'm just like, no, I'm just going to the mall. But and honestly, I'm going to...
It's just that it's through the mall.
Yeah.
May daan pala doon.
May secret tunnel.
May secret package. May secret passage. And andun siya, naghihintay.
Secret package tuloy. Oh, speaking of packages, can we thank...
Rica May Papa.
Yes.
Thank you,
and
Rica May Papa.
Conjuate.
Conjuvon?
No.
No, Conjuate.
Corp.
Conjuate,
yeah.
Thank you for sending
us. Oh my gosh. They sent
that's
us a,
so
a box full of vitamins. Sorry, that's how we say it in the UK.
We have a box full of vitamins.
Box of vitamins. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Very, very sweet of you.
So many people will benefit from this.
Oh, yes.
No,
right?
Yeah, in our families.
Oh my gosh.
I'm probably going to give it to my brother, his girlfriend, of course, the little baby Leo.
I know, right?
They don't want us to get sick. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
This is
going to
help
it.
So much, especially throughout the theater rehearsal process.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been working yourself to the bone.
Yeah. So
the immunity.
Immunity, yep. I actually do that. I drink vitamin C in the morning and colostrum.
Oh.
Which is also in pill form.
Yeah.
And it's gluten-free.
Yes.
Which is weird because it's colostrum. Isn't that supposed to be with milk? It's not pure milk?
Yeah.
No, that's a component in milk.
Ah, okay.
So they remove
colostrum, it. Colostrum is clear.
Oh.
So they remove it from the lactase?
Alam ko, kasi diba when a woman gives birth, yung first na lalabas sa breast niya is colostrum, not milk. Kaya it's very important for the baby to drink immediately. Kasi after the colostrum comes the milk.
Mm.
So yung pinakauna colostrum talaga and essential na mainom nung baby yun. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
My Marky Era comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. At hindi lang sa world, the universe rather. That's true. You want to be the best, not just in the world, but in the universe.
Oh my gosh, so wait, I can't believe.
So, dun sa competition niya, meron ding Mr. Jupiter, Mr. Mars, Mr.
So ako na si Mr. Uranus. Mars. De Mr. Uranus na lang ako.
So meron ganun din? Kasi universe eh.
Oo. So kunwari, nandun tayo sa Mr. Universe or sa Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. and Miss Universe. Anong planet ka?
Ako? Well, obviously Venus, but like, probably...
Obvious? Not that obvious! I would have thought something else, but okay. I guess.
Since I'm Gemini, Mercury. That's my ruling planet.
I'll take Venus then.
And ako Mercury, ikaw na lang Watson.
South Star.
Iba-iba.
So ako South Star. Okay, ako sa Watsons, definitely. But, wait lang. Hindi. Dapat ano. Actually, kasi ang favorite ko, aside from Venus and Earth, of course, would probably be Saturn.
Oh, yeah. Because of the rings.
The rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you know that... What was the other one that has rings, too? Meron na ring ring. Pero hindi lang masyadong kita. Like, it's a small ring. And there's one, I think Uranus is the one that, di ba iba nagre-revolve on its axis? Like a globe, you know, like there's an axis and it revolves around it. Uranus rolls like a marble. Like hindi siya nagro-rotate, it rotates, so paano siya, paggulong siya.
And
On its orbit. So it's weird, it moves weird.
So there's like, it's in a ring.
I'm not sure if that's
Neptune
the one.
Neptune din daw ata yung may ring.
Oh, yeah, Neptune yung may ring.
So Uranus has a ring.
Neptune nga. So ang Uranus wala.
So wala?
Wala.
Eh, paano? But I guess if I was a planet, it'd be Neptune. Because I like to swim. And you know how
Neptune. Oh, yes. Same. I also. Okay. Pwede rin pala ako Neptune. Because I also like water. I love water sports. You know, I was it's true. No, because yesterday we were in a sports store and we went straight for the water sports. Because that's it, water sports. Okay, that's where we go. No, because we need to buy equipment. So, like,
what a fun Wednesday you had. Oh my gosh.
I can't have a normal conversation.
No, I mean,
with you people.
How fun! Nagtingin-tingin kayo.
Yeah, mga wetsuit, diba? Mga ano,
oh,
mask.
Oh, fun yan.
Hindi naman pang hit.
Ew! Why? No!
And he said he was getting better.
I know.
And he said he was getting better.
No, I'm talking about the fact that when you went to the store, there might have been, like, dogs around. That were
okay. Where did that come from?
No.
Because I don't know.
You always have dogs with you. Like, what if like church was there? And then
okay. There you go. That's often my market era. If you've got entries, go
on brand.
Very on brand. Send them all in x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my Marky era in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the birthday top 10 for today.
Aw, thank you.
Let's start off with some greets.
Good morning, Enteng, and also to Vina Felix, who says, locked in from Milan, Italy. Oh. I want to greet my favorite, quote-unquote, Lola Marky. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
Buon compleanno, Marky, from
buon
Vina.
Buon compleanno.
Hello to Carl. Happy birthday, Marky. By the way, I can picture you as a character in August sa Young Royals Season 3.
Oh, I never watched that. I've always wanted
I've
to.
Never.
Which one is Young Royals again?
Yung ano rin siya eh, like...
BL ba yun?
Ish, yeah. It's about like...
I haven't seen it.
Parang two coming, parang coming of age.
Okay. Ah, well, check him out.
Acclation.
Hello to Bogsitanes and Cyril. Go birthday boy, sabi ni Cyril. Hello to Maxim. And good morning to Butter Baby again. Also, saying hi to Carlo Lozada, who says, please greet my wife, Marielle and Lozada, on the way to bring her breakfast. Happy birthday, Marky. Hi, Ronaldo Quino and Melai. Lilo Boy says, happiest birthday, Marky. More to come. Hi to Mar and also to Arian and her husband, Ping, and the kids, Axel and Mia. Mommy Kathy says, good morning. Going to an outreach event with Avery to visit the Lolos and Lolas and the Little Sisters of the Abandoned Elderly in San Juan. Happy birthday, Marky. Hi to Jean. Gabrielle, Hody H, and Chef Sheffin, and R. Luigi R. And of course, Chi Chi Chronicles. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chi Chi. What a sweet gesture. Sent us a cake.
A birthday cake.
A birthday cake. Thank you. One of my
favorites. Thank you kami kasi makikinabang din kami.
Kakain kami ng
cake. Because we were saying off air nga na parang. It's perfect because like we were like, oh, but we need Marky to blow something.
I mean,
like, no, for the birthday. Kailangan meron tayo.
Of course, for our Facebook Live.
Exactly.
So.
Para yung happy birthday to you. I'll blow.
I'm going to blow for the camera.
Exactly. So perfect. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chi-Chi. That's it for greets.
And on X, let's say hi to a few more people. Greeting Mila Carranza. Hi to Cheesecake. Also saying hello to Justin Sayana, Randall, PJ Punong Bayan. Hi to good gal, really, or Riri, or because Miel. Can't wait to watch you in Rent. Oh, thank you very much. We're working very hard. Hi to Sushi Marie, who says, good morning. Pagrit naman, my nephews who are in Australia, Ethan, Zach, and Zayden, who used to listen to you guys pre-pandemic when they were age 3 and 8. They miss being greeted on the radio. Well,
wow.
Here you go. Hi, hello, hi to Victoriano, also Star Marjorie and Julia, who says more birthdays to come, and I say thank you very much. Hi to Chinito Ken, who says to my altar, happy birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so that's like you greeting yourself.
I'm greeting myself. Yeah. Like Normani. It's my new name. Normani Strom.
Normani Strom. That's got a good ring to it.
Oh my gosh, Normani.
Normani Strom.
Well, I did sing for myself a while ago. So.
You did.
Happy birthday to us. And also saying hi to Carly Tops and Kent B. And I believe that might be it for greats.
All right, we've got hashtag my Marky era. Let's start off with Maxim De Winter.
Number 10.
If I like you and you're good to me, I'm going to spoil you. Yeah. Yeah, that's you.
I'm a spoiler.
Yeah, you are. And coming from, let me see here, 7070.
Number 9.
I'm actually in my Marky era because I just got back to playing Pokemon Go.
Wow.
After a long time. Alam mo, like, I feel like, let's go. Kahit na pag-iwanan na tayo sa level. Oh, that's true. You can restart anytime. I actually stopped. Marky knows this. When I met him, I stopped playing already. Mm. I started from like day one, literally the day it launched, I played. And then after, I don't know, a couple of months, mm-hmm. I stopped and I forgot all about it. And then a friend of mine said, nag-raid ka na ba? Kasi when I stopped, wala pang raids. So I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, you just have to, you know, meet up with other people because you can't do it on your own. And then, you know, if you all raid at the same time, you're going to get a really nice, like a legendary mon. I was like, sige nga, let's try it. Tapos, we went to, like,
Cubao.
QC. Cubao. Not Cubao pa nga eh. Yung alam mo yung mga Maginhawa area. Uh-huh. That area. Tapos we did a raid. And I was like, that was the most fun thing. But, wala na. Sabi niya, gusto mo ano, mag-Eastwood tayo? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure you have a lot of gyms there. So I was like, sige, let's go. So we went there to my condo. And then, I was like, oh, there's one. Oh, let's go downstairs. Baba kami. And then I meet the first ever Pokemon Team Eastwood, uh-huh. si Jingo. Tapos sabi niya, we play with Marky. I'm sure kilala mo si Marky. Sabi ko, yeah, we guested him before sa show. Alam mo, like, I wouldn't be surprised if any minute nandito na yan. Like, literally, wala pang 1 minute. Who comes bounding in? Nooni, 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 nooni. And then, you know.
And the rest is herstory.
The rest is herstory.
Friends for life.
And that was how RuPaul met Lady Bunny.
You are Lady Bunny.
And this is how RuPaul and Lady Bunny met Michelle Visage.
Oh,
it's
God.
True. It's history.
Michelle Visage, pre-breast reduction.
And from Chi Chi Chronicles.
Number 8.
My Marky era, alam mo, kaya kong pigilan kumain eh. Kahit the whole day for IF. Kaya kong pigilan ng katamaran to work out. No matter what. Pagod, work out. Pero hindi ko kayang pigilan ang pag-spill ng tea. Lalo na pag mainit-init.
No, it's gotta be piping hot. Ay, and once it's piping hot, then it's gotta be spilled.
You know when there's nagbabagang balita? Mm. Our groups, our Viber groups.
Oh.
Ah, meron yung sa aming tatlo. Meron yung sa aming tatlo plus
Rico Robles.
Oh my God.
Tapos may isa na kasama tayong lahat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when it's a really, really big tea, then we post it on there.
And pag super really, really big tea, ayan, nasa tea over coffee.
Yeah.
And from Farmer Sanchez.
Number 7.
My Marky era, pag ako na ang magsasalita, ninenervous na lahat ng katrabaho ko.
Sweating bullets.
Sweating bullets.
Especially this one next to me.
I know, right? From Suerte Super Guy.
Number 6.
I really am in my Marky era. Ngayon, pag nahuhuli ako ng traffic enforcer, nag-i-English ako with accent. Para si kuya, hindi na ako titikit.
It's smart. That's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Or they'll let
But it
you...
has to be ano kasi. It has to be believable.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually, kasi it only works for some.
Yun nga eh. And you know, and some are really strict kasi.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
English or not. At saka, hello, I'm pretty sure maraming Inglesero din, di ba? And it's
yeah.
like, oh, and then what? Oh, eh kung,
true.
Kasi I don't...
Eh kung walang problema, oh, edi patay ka din.
Kasi I don't have the parts for most of the officers.
That is true.
That is true. I really don't that have it. So it's gotta be like a charismatic way for them to win too.
Yes.
Like, oy! Patiin na lang kita Uy. Sa radio.
Uy, si Idol.
Hindi ako sabi, Uy, si Bibo Max. Pag ganun, then yeah, you know.
Pag ganun, oh.
Pwede,
Lodi.
Pwede.
Angel Lodi. Kang.
Oh, oh.
Basta yun.
Pero iba, alam na, alam na.
Yung kanina, nag-greet sa akin.
Alam na alam yung pangalan, pero ibang co-host, hindi maalala yung pangalan. From Genshin Impacto.
Number 5.
Kapag talking about my one brother, I say, ah yeah, the middle one. Pero when talking about our youngest, I say, ay, my little coin.
Ay, my coin, I love you, coin.
Very that.
I love you too, Eric.
Pero parang biglang nag-iiba talaga yung boses.
Bumababa ulit.
It's not koy, 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 kante, kante.
Hello, koy, 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 koy. And I love you, Eric.
I love you.
And from Krister.
Number four.
Number four.
My Marky era, nagiging boses grade 3 din ako pag nangaaway ng office mate. Eh, ikaw kasi, hindi mo naman ina...
Eh, kasalanan ko ba? Na nag-aral ako sa LaSalle hanggang 3rd grade lang.
Oo.
So that's why grade 3 lang ang Tagalog.
Grade 3 lang yung Tagalog. Grade 3 level.
Kaya pala.
And from Mike Ferrer.
Number 3.
Number 3.
My Marky era, feel na feel ko. Kasi parang I want to block na rin yung isang tita ko.
You know what? If you think that's gonna be healthier for your relationship, not just for you.
That's true.
For the relationship, yeah. Diba? Mas, baka mas okay yung mas konti exposure nyo to hey. Each other.
And you might actually like want to see each diba? Other because there's no contact.
Yeah. Listen, that last message that went a little bit above and beyond, my mom's like, Marky, don't block her na. Because my aunt posted something. Then I sent it to my parents. I'm like, ma.
Block.
And she goes, she'll get very offended if you do. I'm like, do you think I didn't get offended when she sent the fact that Harry Potter makes you gay? I'm sorry. So, PSA people listening, don't watch Harry Potter or you'll turn gay.
Apparently. Okay.
And from JP Good Game.
Number two.
Number two.
During daytime, I tend to ram horns with fellow Aries. At night, I ram horns with fellow Aries. So it means lagi siyang nakikipag-diskusyon.
Yeah.
All the time. Pag fellow Aries. Kasi nga, very strong personalities, very strong opinions.
During the day, and then at night
ganun din, di ba?
Like maybe online, when maybe, go, di ba? May yeah. nakita kang, oh sa my gosh, ex, look at this terrible person saying,
let me ram horns
and respond.
Exactly. Exactly. I guess Taurus then you can ram horns.
You know what? Sometimes I do.
Because horned animal din yung...
The thing about Taurus kasi is they're very grounded and they're very organized and Aries people are also kind
and,
of...
And stubborn ang Taurus.
Are stubborn as well.
The most stubborn of all the signs.
And Aries is incredibly stubborn as well. But they're more fiery as opposed to Taurus, which is more grounded or earth. So you have... two people who will stand their ground and the other one will like burn the other one, I
guess.
Kasi
diba they say, yung animals, the quality of the animals is very similar to how you will get along in terms of signs.
Right.
So for example, pag herbivore and let's say carnivore, hindi kayo magkakasundo. Parang ganon. Mm. So for example, in your case, ang mga makaka-ram horns mo, lahat ng sign na may horns.
Yeah.
Diba? Like Taurus, Capricorn. You can ram horns with... I don't.
Hey!
Skip that. Yeah, with Taurus.
Wag next week.
But I had an ex who was a Capricorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pwede rin pala.
Yeah. But you know, the one I really get along with, supposedly, is Libra.
No, diba? Birthday?
What do you mean?
Diba?
Sino?
Diba birthday?
Ano?
Diba magka-birthday?
Ako?
Ayaw nga pala.
Oo, diba?
No, so, I have an ex sa birthday ni Marky. It's fine.
So, ingat ka, Marky. Tapos compatible pa kayo.
Pero hindi kami masyadong compatible ng ex ko na yun eh.
Ah, okay.
Because, diba, I was, yeah, it wasn't great
working
for him.
No, but the thing is, it was also the fact that I'm not full Aries.
Ayun nga.
I'm super cusp.
Yun nga,
so it's two completely opposite. Like the most mature star sign and the most immature star sign. Most immature star sign being Aries. So they say, because it's the first.
And the most mature?
Pisces.
Oh.
But they're emotional wrecks. Aries can stand their ground, but they're also very mature in a lot of aspects. But
okay.
Pisces tend to stay quiet, listen, watch, and feel.
Right.
Like Rika.
Yeah.
Because of the Aries. No, a Pisces.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
My Marky Era comes from Adventoy.
Adventoy says,
okay lang kung izoom mo yung photos ko. Pero mas okay kung magdi-DM ka sa IG ko. Zoom in is fine, but DM
is better.
Better.
That's true.
It is.
Hindi, kasi parang like, alam mo mas personal. Kasi pag li-like mo lang or zoom mo, it's like, oh, I like your photo. Pero DM, it's like, you could be more eloquent and say, oh, I really appreciate the artistry of the photo.
The photograph. It was well photographed.
And the composition and that, the level of... And the lighting was amazing.
That's definitely going to be received better.
But, yeah.
I think we're the same. We don't DM people.
I don't. Ever.
Yeah. I'm never the first to DM.
Unless officially.
If they message me...
What do you mean? I'll, like, I mean, I would if friend... You mean DM like...
Hindi, yung kunyari may crush ka.
No. Ako, never. I don't.
If they message me, I'll reply. But I'm never the first one to initiate.
Same.
Ever.
Like sliding into someone's DM for attention or...
Because it means that it's scary eh. Because like, hello, remember there was that... A couple of incidents...
Kung ma-expose yung...
Where there were some who...
Would screenshot and then like...
And message. And then suddenly na screenshot and then... Certain things happen.
Ako, at most, I'd be like, it's official. Like, I would DM, pero like, kunya, to invite to the show. Yung ganon, like, to guest. Like, pag yung tipo like, hey, how you doing?
Hey!
Or even just to say na, oh, that was a really nice photo. I don't. So, wala lang. Kasi para I don't know, parang, then why did you message? Gets, I'm not the kind of person to just say, oh, that was a lovely photo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It has to be very...
Parang
may purpose.
There has to be a purpose. If I'm going to message you, it's because I'm going to invite you to the show or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I have a question to ask. Yeah. Like, hey, where did you buy that blah, blah, blah in your photo?
Legit.
Or, tipong ganon. Kasi nahihiya ako pag yung ano lang, yung, hey.
Like, diba? Kung like work-related, like for example, dun sa fangirl, PA, totoo ba yan?
Like I said, magme-message lang ako pag yung hey,
but
would you like to guest?
Pag official capacity.
But there, but that's more like, hey, what is it? Is it? It's part of work because you gotta know if it's true or not.
No, and I don't need to know. I will just think it's real.
Okay.
So here we go. We do have a couple of more matches coming up, but when we come back,
TMR Top 10 Morning Rush Top 10
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Oh, yes. Today on Marquis' birthday episode, we have a lot from the text line. Good morning to Rhea, Mar. They're all saying happy birthday, Marquis.
Thank you so much to everyone.
Cora also says happy birthday. My friend Rai also says happy birthday, Marquis.
Aww, you guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Hello to Dense the Princester, Cyril, Paula May. Max and Winter, Avery, Mrs. John, and Boggs, and they're all saying happy birthday, Marquee.
Salamat.
Also, in the comment section on Facebook Live, everybody's just greeting you. We'll have our little birthday in between in just a little bit.
Okay.
So,
and saying hi to a few people in X, just a couple. Hi to Victoriano, saying hello to Uniquely Common, greeting Prince Dance, and Nikhil, thank you very much for the birthday greets. Hi to Skitcher Jojo. Happy birthday. And I believe that might be it for now for greets.
All right. So here we go. Let's just jump into it. We've got our top 10 for today. Our birthday top 10 for our very own Marky. My Marky era. Let's start off with Maxim de Winter.
Number 10.
True story, nagwo-workout na din ako sa office during breaks. Yung mga simple dumbbell routines.
Hey, good for you. Sometimes it's important to do something like that
parang
early in the morning.
Ab roller ni Marky.
Yeah, which I haven't done yet today.
I know, right?
Mm.
From Mike Ferrer.
Number 9.
What? You mean you guys haven't watched all the movies and TV shows on Netflix yet?
I tell you. Yeah.
Ngayon lang actually hindi. Pero like normal...
Normal life.
Normal sked. Yep, that's
normal. Sked, I'm watching everything, but now I just haven't been watching much. Like, I only watch during the weekends and then I binge, but like, I don't get to watch too many new things. And I get the recommendations from you guys, so thank you so much for like continuing the legacy.
Legacy for your legacy. Coming from Genshin Impacto,
number eight,
and Farmer Sanchez, you give me shade, I'll give you 50 shades darker.
Christian Grey.
Right? Pero yung sa kanya, hindi. Like, literally, 50 shades darker. Yung shade.
Yung shade na ibabalik
niya. Na sa'yo.
Mm-hmm. It'll come back at you. But I mean, shade is about being able to throw it, but also being able to take it.
True.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, well, in the context of, like, drag, when you throw shade, it's supposed to be, hindi naman siya, you're not looking for a fight. It's a playful, quote-unquote, insult. Mm. It is, technically. But you frame it in a way that it's very funny.
Yeah.
And you also have to be game when they throw it back at you.
Hindi
ka pwedeng pikon. Kasi...
Talo ka.
Talo ka. Tsaka, that's the whole point of, you know, the library is open. It means, aasarin kita, aasarin mo ko. But to be fair... Meron naman talagang overboard minsan. Even if you're just throwing shade, right? Minsan merong below the belt na wala, no such thing naman as
and you
no
have,
off limits.
And you
na.
Have to know when they're already feeling uncomfortable.
Yon. That's also
that's
key.
The art of shade.
It is.
Like that's why Plain Jane's so good at it. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Except for that one moment. But otherwise, whenever she takes it like a champ.
True. And,
shade, I mean. Shade.
I know. That's what I mean. From ODH.
Number seven.
My Marky era, I'm also using the Marky angry voice. Pag pinapagalitan ko yung pusa ko. Hi, morning! Nagwiwi ka na naman sa sala! Ganon.
Accurate.
Ganon. Saka natatawa ko pag kasi nga you tend to use a different voice
with pets. Yung mas baby
Chico
voice eh.
Medge. Although technically no.
Nagwiwi na naman si Moning. Ganon.
Pero not
so
much.
Pero napipikon ka na rin.
I'm actually very parental when I talk to my pets. Boom boom kasi yun. Iba naman yun. I mean, like, gets. Para, like, everybody, like, no, like, even
kanina,
Igor.
Kanina ka pa.
No, like, even Igor. Like, I talk to Igor like I'm a parent. Tsaka hindi baby talk. I'm always like, I love you so much. I love you.
That's not baby talk.
No, that's not baby talk. That's like parent talk. Like parent talking to a child talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Paano?
Hindi ganun nga, like, I love you so much, my baby boy.
My baby boy.
Ganun lang. Hindi naman baby talk, di ba?
Oh, actually, yeah.
Hindi siya all, pero malambing, gets. And animals. Tend to follow your tone. It's not really the words that they understand. Mm. It's more of the tone. You could be saying gibberish, but if you follow the tone, they know when they're pinapagilitan mo sila and they would know if they did something right. So for example, like, kunyari you're like, buhay ko ba kahit munti? Or, ang alaman doon! Sari-sari! So it doesn't matter what you're saying.
They understand
the tone.
What you mean.
Yes.
But why do they also understand when you say their names? They just know it?
They do recognize their name. That's what they say. But they do.
Maybe because they hear it all the time, so they know.
Kasi like, for example, like ako, we have 4 dogs currently. When I say a specific name, siya lang yung titingin. So parang alam nila na sila yun. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kunyari, if I go, Churchy Bum Bum, si Church lang yung titingin. The others won't. Pag sabi kong, Fly
Night! Kasi yung iba tumitirik yung mata.
Hindi.
Nag-eye roll. Churchy Bum Bum!
Like, kunyari, they're all on the other side of the patio. And like, Salamito! Ayun, si Sayam, lalapit na yun. Alam na niya. And siya lang yung lalapit. So, where's my salami? Ayun, lalapit na yun. Yeah, that's how we are. Kasi marami akong names for them eh. It's not just Sayam. It's Salamito. My salami. Pag si Sinai, where's my Fly Night? Fly nai, kunai nai. Yun, ganun. So, where's my wash-wash? Where's my wash-wash?
Ayun, may SHSH na yun.
Si wash-wash?
Si Hiroshi.
This, diba si ano, Jamie? Happy birthday, Marky!
Sheesh! You're 37!
Thank you very much. Yeah. You know what? Not even sheesh can
ruin
my day today.
I know, right? And, yeah, 37. Next from Adventure.
Excuse
number
me.
Number six.
Sheesh!
Sheesh!
I'm only 16 going on. No, 17 going on.
I'm 18. Adventure says, my Marky era, minsan, na blind item na rin ako ng mga marites sa amin. Ay, si
oh,
Marky.
For what?
Ano yan? Tambay sa blind item.
I trust. I'm always there.
Tambay sa
you
blind
know why.
Item yan.
You know why tambay ako palagi sa blind item? Because they are trying to find physical evidence. But they will never find it because I'm not stupid enough to take photos or videos of myself in the nude. It's
yeah.
it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah. Ako nga nabas, pag may nabasa ako na blind item. Sinetch itetch. Ay, si Marky.
Si Marky, yes.
Like, wala pa yung
wala pa yung,
wala pa yung katawan
ano
ng balita. Like, ah, si Marky to. And from Mrs. John Jungkook.
Number five.
My Marky era, if I want to, quote, be safe, I'll just start with, let's just say, but ends up still saying the actual word.
So, it's a tactic.
That's very Marky. Like, akala mo, ay, okay, he's very aware. So, sabi niya, okay, ganito na lang.
Then you realize there's no awareness there.
Si Blank yung malandina. It says the word, says the name.
Oh,
says
yeah.
And then that's it.
Full reveal.
Full reveal. Hard launch.
Hard launch. Mm-hmm.
And from, paano yung ano? Magbabalita ka, pero hindi mo agad ibabalita. Hintay mo na medyo lumabasan ng konti, tsaka mo lang ibabalita na kayo na. Ano tawag mo doon?
Ano?
Late launch.
Ano?
Late launch. Pwede rin, brunch.
Brunch. Makainis yung brunch.
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 Yun yung binalita mo na medyo late ng konti.
Pero
brunch.
Pero brunch is early lunch.
Ayun nga, parang alam mo yun.
Parang halfway what's, parang there. Halfway
but what's there? A late lunch?
I'd say...
Linner.
For me, the latest for me would be 3. Pag 4, hindi na ako kakain. Even if I'm starving. Kasi konti na lang yun eh. Dinner na yun. Eh.
Just have early dinner.
Yeah. 3 would be my latest.
Or linienda?
Mirner.
Mirner slash dinner.
Mirdin. Okay. That doesn't really matter, right? No matter how much we discuss this, it doesn't really matter.
The only thing that's stuck is brunch. And like
yeah,
everything
brunch.
Else is just... something we make up.
Eh, pag ano, Brenner.
Grabe naman yun, breakfast, dinner.
Ah, di lunch. Sabi ko sana, that midway point
or,
between breakfast and dinner.
Or baka,
di lunch.
All mad na well, yun. One meal a day ka lang.
Unless it's not like a midnight snack.
Ah, oh, that's true.
Because it's also in between
that's
dinner
true.
And breakfast.
Alam mo, same. Sabi ni J. Carl, pinag-isipan talaga eh, no? Actually. And, Chichi Chronicles.
Number four.
My Marky era, I'm controversial. And my exes are controversial as well. Whew.
Preach, if you only knew.
Whew.
Right, Chico?
No.
If you only
knew. Ay,
nangyari.
And from Victoriano, next.
Number three.
Ito, hindi ko masyadong gets ha, kung ano ibig sabihin. Pero let's just move on after this. My Marky era, minimedyasan ko rin, yung third leg ko. Okay, and then...
I guess there are some people who actually do have extra appendages.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. So that makes sense. Baka yun.
Yeah,
no
but
other
unfortunately,
meaning.
I only have 2 legs.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. And from Chris Peten.
Number two.
Alam mo yung, you know what that silence was?
Mm.
It was me practicing better judgment. I was about to say something, but never mind. Something about a foot.
Okay.
From Crispy Tin, my Marky era, I'm competitive AF. Any contest, big or small, I have to win.
I am competitive.
Alam mo, okay. I have actually dissected this. When I read this, I was like, kasi all three of us are competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But iba-iba tayo ng flavor ng pagiging competitive. We're very competitive. Hazel wants to win at everything.
Everything.
Kahit yung, alam mo yung, kumakain tayo ng cake, tapos parang, ay, paramihan tayo ng langgam na dumapa. Kailangan mananalo siya. Like, kahit anong contest, kailangan manalo siya.
Hazel. Yep.
Now, Marky, on the other hand, depende sa contest. Pag yung contest, importante sa kanya and kailangan manalo siya, si Marky naman yung will do anything.
Will stop at nothing.
Like anything. That regular people would probably, that's a little too far. I'm not gonna do that just to win. Marky will do anything. Ako naman, my version of competitiveness, pag slim yung chances na mananalo ko, if I'm not good at it, I'm like, I'm not even going to play.
Bala na kayo dyan.
I'm not going to win. Like, but if I know I'm good at it, then I can be Marky level competitive. Pag alam kong I have a chance, or worse, if I know that I'm actually the best at it. If I'm losing, oh my gosh.
Sorry, loser ka.
The peelings will mixed with the item that has just been peeled.
Magbahalo ang balat sa tinalupan. Translation, okay?
Yes, but only with the stuff that I know I'm good at. Gets?
I guess.
Pag kunyari, magkocontest tayo about something, and I know now you've got me beat on in this one. I'm not even going to be competitive. I'd most likely give up. I'd be like, sige na, sayo na.
Sabi ni Antonio Montanez, padamihan ng toys contest?
Tulad nun.
Oh, ikaw na.
Eh, alam ko talaga,
mananalo. I think you win out of all of us.
Yeah, yeah. So, gets, those are the brands of competitiveness of the three Morning Rush shows.
You know what? To be honest, Chico and I only have one like really big competition, and that's shiny Pokemon. And it's like,
kasi
because
kunyari,
Chico's always so lucky because he has two.
He gets it kasi agad.
Yeah, and he has two chances of winning.
Yeah.
Ako one lang. And baby accounts. But like, so whenever things happen, Chico, more often than not, is the one to get the shiny. And then when Chico gets the shiny, before that, I'm just like, oh, okay, noonie, just catching whatever Pokemon. But when Chico gets it, oh my gosh, I have to catch one too.
I caught him. I have to tell this story. It's so juicy. This is so juicy. So... especially nung ano pa, nung at the peak of... kasi totoo lang, ngayon we're more chill.
Now we're chill.
So
now we're really chill.
So there was a time, nung bago pa yung the whole shiny hunt and you know, like... So, nakakuha ko na shiny. So pinost ko dun sa group namin sa ano, I hope the Pokemon Eastwood people are listening. Because they'll lol with this story. So nagpost ako, sabi ko, yay, shiny! Tapos, I'm not even kidding. Like maybe 5-10 minutes... after, biglang si Marky, twinsies! I got a shiny too! I was like, ba't nakakuha agad si Marky? Sabi ko, ang swerte naman. Oh, fast forward. End of story. We bought that shiny. Fast forward! A year after. I'm like, ito. May ano ka na? Can you trade me this? Di ba, shiny mo to? Sabi niya, hindi, ano, tinrade ko lang yan. Naghanap siya ng matitrain para lang meron siyang siya. I was like, the gumption! Naghanap ng may extra!
Ano, ikaw ang bida dito? Hindi, ako din! Ganon!
Alam mo yung ginagawa ng mga aso? Pag yung aso, meron silang mamarkahan na territory. Wiwiwian nila, di ba?
Yeah.
But there's a potted plant. The other dogs will be like, iihiyan ko rin.
Oh my God.
As in, I swear.
I tell you.
I swear.
Actually, it happened very recently. Like today. There was a moment where I was like, Chico, do you have this form of Burmy? Which is like...
Yung para siyang uod, parang ganun.
Because I'm missing one. And then she goes, I actually completed mine a couple of weeks ago. And then fast forward to today, I'm like, oh, look, Chico, I completed mine too. And she goes, where did you get it? There's no Burmy in the wild. I'm like, well, I traded for it.
Oh
tas,
my God.
There.
Tas alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung hindi ako magugulat kung like, pumunta siya sa, I don't know, Kyrgyzstan. Para lang makuha yung, para lang matapatan yung shiny na nakuha. Like, he would take a plane trip, go on leave, go fly to Kyrgyzstan.
Hindi siya mananahimik.
Hindi siya mananahimik.
Hanggat
hindi kanya natatapatan. Or even better, malalagpasan.
Malalampasan in, when it comes to Pokemon.
Yes. Especially Pokemon. Yes.
Ayan, Jenica, alam mo yung pinagsasasabi ko, di ba?
Jenica knows this.
Jenica
for
knows
facts.
This.
For facts. Parehas palang naka-apolo si Marky at Chico. Oh, di ba? Saan kumpil?
Saan daw ang kumpil? Well, I have to attend an event later.
Yeah.
And,
I'm confessing to my aunt.
The top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
My Marky era comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
I made this number one because, you know, Marky is a laudy when it comes to hard work. So, Coco Hernandez says, my Marky era, I put the hard in hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he is. Ako yan, that is the one thing that I will give to Marky. I don't even know where he gets the energy.
I don't know where I get the energy either.
And you know how like sometimes pag patong-patong yung trabaho mo. The usual reaction is like, oh my gosh, ang dami kong trabaho. Like Marky has this weird energizer bunny thing na. Yes, I got the job. Let's go. I'm on my way. Tapos kaya nagpa-Pokemon kami. Ako yung pagod na, yung humimoyalay na yung kaluluwa ko sa katawang ko. Tapos si Marky would be like, yeah, sige, I'm on my way home. Sige, ako rin. I need to go kasi mag-gym ako tapos mag-host. After a whole day Pokemon, mag-gym ka pa? At mag-host ka pa?
It's a little shocking considering one is 37 and the other is 36. Right? Like,
Okay, so there you go. One more batch coming right up.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
All right, so Monster RX 93.1, continuing our final batch, and we just had our gift opening.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love my co-hosts so much. They know me so well. Hazel gave me a poop ninja toilet spray. Because we all know my lactose intolerance.
Partially a gift to Chico, like I
and
said.
This is more a gift for Chico. And also a gift for Hazel, just in case. Well, wala na si Kuya Dante. We use his bathroom.
Case, sometimes Marky uses their bathroom
and
too.
And of course, I gave Marky a villain book because...
And yes, Hazel also gave me a villain book, which is...
Disney villains.
Which I love, because Disney villains aren't exactly villain villains.
Yeah.
There's always something about them that give them redemption.
Yeah,
which
you
I
can
really
read
like.
About the stories.
I actually like villains like that. I don't like villains who are all out just evil. I like villains who are misunderstood.
If you are a Disney villain, I see you as Hades.
Me too.
Ikaw, Chico, sino ka? Kasi ako Maleficent.
A Maleficent.
Ursula. Kasi parang tita na nananahimik tapos ginulo. Alam mo yun?
But, yeah, kasi you like to dive also.
That's true. Pwede.
But like, I think...
Snow White, Evil Queen. Kasi siya yung pinakamaganda before Snow White came along.
Cruella.
Ay, hindi. I'm the biggest dog fan.
Yeah, you are the biggest dog fan. You'd never do that. No, not Cruella. No, I could actually also be Gaston. And you could be Hades.
Gaston, pwede rin.
Oo, pwede din.
Okay.
Gaston or... What's his name? That guy from Pocahontas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sabi ni Maxim yung kay Rapunzel daw kasi nagpupumilit bumata.
Ikaw yun! That's
ikaw
you!
Yun.
No,
oh my gosh,
no, no, perfect. Sabi ni Coco Hernandez. Yung, yun nga. Yung
John Smith.
Si Baby Whale yung Rapunzel. Ako yun.
Sabi ni Divine Jafar ka daw.
Your mother Gothel.
Ay, parang I like Jafar.
Jafar. Sige, Jafar ka na lang.
Also, thank you so much to Ron Gonzalez, who's from who's one of the first people who hired me for a corporate event.
Oh, wow.
In 2010,
oh, wow.
2011.
Oh, my gosh.
For Globe, thank you so much.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for tuning in, Ron.
There you
and,
go.
And nice to see you here.
Happy birthday from Jan, Divine, Angeli, Ontifian, Mitch, Boggs, Mark, Aries, Nicole, and yeah, Jade Lasada as well. Happy birthday, Marky. I hope you find the biggest, brightest, and hottest birthday candle to blow today from Jade.
You know what? I wish I could, but today is all about rent. rent. We're trying to pay rent. But we're in choreo now, so it's okay. We did our first stumble through yesterday of Act 1. So I'm happy to say that I got killing because one of my favorite actors I'm working with now, Reb Atadero, is a very, very good actor. He came up to me right after the rehearsal and he says, "I don't know how you did it, but you did it."
Oh.
And I said, "Kinilignaban ako dun, Reb. Thank you so much." He's like, he calls me 2.5.
2.5?
Like, 2.5 roles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, minsan, nag-ano ako, nag-bebeni ako. But, so like, I'm doing the physicalities of Benny, but I'm singing Collins. Kasi wala yung dalawa kong alternates.
Yeah.
They're not there. So I had to do both roles. And then there are some who don't know their cues pa. So I do their cues too.
Right.
So I'm 2.5.
Because you know the whole thing.
Exactly.
I do everyone's cues. So, yeah. It's great to be able to portray these roles alongside some of my favorite actors. And I follow Reb too, sabi ni Patrick Velosis. Mm-hmm. And Murio says, "When are you playing Tom Collins?" You know what? I don't know yet. They haven't released the set list for when I'll be playing those roles. But you know what? I'll be in every single show.
Either one or the other.
I'll be one of those characters.
Yeah.
Benny's, I'm actually portraying a different kind of Benny as well. So if you're interested in checking out a new kind of Benny, an alternative Benny, come watch as well. And yeah, there you go. That's it for greets.
All right, so final batch of my Marky era. Let's start off, numberless. Let's start off with Adventure. Lagi din akong nauubusan ng brake fluid. Kasi walang preno pag nagsasalita.
Tuloy-tuloy.
Oo, so minsan nakaka-nervyos kasi hindi mo alam kung ano sasabihin.
Grabe si Ron. I have tickets for 3 shows, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Just in case. I'll be one Collins and one Ben.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But it's also just in case kasi there's also a lot of different alternates.
Yeah, exactly.
Different mutations of different roles.
And each performance is different. You get something new and something different
so
each
like,
time.
The only two who are going to be there 5 ever are me, whether it be Benny or Collins, and Roger, because Roger doesn't have an alternate. Anthony. So, there you go.
Right. And also, let me see here. Coming from Galactus Intolerance, pag iinom ako ng milk tea, I will make sure na may baong wipes. Kahit hindi ako, basta yung kasama ko may baon.
Yes.
Translation.
Dapat kasama si Chico Garcia.
Yep. Yep. And 7070 says, "My Marky era, awatin niyo ako kasi magkikwento talaga ako."
Mm-hmm. I will spill it.
I will spell whatever.
Bakit naman namin naawatin? Where's the fun in that?
But the thing is, I will spill it to some people. I won't say exactly what it is. For example, on air, I won't state everything. I'm actually very, very good on air.
Yeah.
I mean, in this state of mind where I actually do spill a lot of things, I usually keep it as a blind item. But with my friends, I spill the tea.
Yeah.
I really do. But like, for example, when a media person asks me questions.
Oh, like zero.
I'm not going to write no book. I'm not going to do no vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll say no. Because I respect.
And from Forever Alone, my Marky era, tita ko si Christopher Mint. Tito ko si Boy Abunda. So, you need information? I got it.
Yo.
And then plus, ikaw, you're in the industry. Like, literally, you know the people who hold all the information about everybody. Yes.
And kabit ko si Rico Robles. So, like,
that is true. Adventure says, acid reflux? Did ma. Kakain pa rin ako. I still wolf my food.
Omeprazole for the win.
Mayroon namang gamot. Exactly. That's part of the entry actually. Besides, may baon namang gamot. And also, Fitz Villafuerte. Ako din, I'm, you know, when I talk, I don't like being specific. I mean, I like to talk in general terms, di ba? Yung they, them, siya.
Let's just face it, on the show,
yeah.
We prefer it.
Sha is actually very good. It's a very good word.
Hey, kettle.
Pot, pot,
pot,
get,
pot,
get,
get, and po, po.
Like parang yung Teletubby.
Po, po,
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala.
And also, let me see here. Where was that? Oh, okay. Let me see. Crispy Tin says, yeah, I may be competitive, but I don't like comparing myself to others. I don't need that kind of stress in my life.
Yeah, I really don't like to do that. I used to, and it always made me feel bad because I'd be like, I'm not adequate.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I'd rather not because each of us have our own like special traits. And if you showcase something great, I will applaud you. But also, if you showcase something substandard, I will throw shade.
Yeah. And also, Chirito Ken says, your altar. My Marky era, gym is life. Not just because it shapes my body, but because it expands my
body.
Social circle.
You can make new friends.
New friends! That's it. New friends.
And it also practices your gaze. The way you look at someone. And you look at them in a way and you're like, hello. And they know how to look at you back.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Parang gaze to gaze. Gaze to gaze. Diba? Kasi tinginan.
Yeah, the gaze to gaze.
Yung my gaze will meet your gaze. Parang ganyan. Yeah.
And then we'll party.
And sometimes your gaze is a lot more submissive than my gaze.
Hey!
Like, you know, okay. mahinhin.
Mababait.
Mababait.
Like the twinkling of the eyes.
Twinkling. Yeah, twinkling, right. And the top My Marky era comes from Swerte Super Guy.
Swerte Super Guy says,
pag nararamdaman ko na sumasakit na ang likod ko, pinapakuha ko na agad sa misis ko yung salumpas.
Salumpas!
The salumpas moment.
Salumpas!
Until today, I will not
I
stop
swear,
it.
I swear, I could not salumpas breathe. Talaga. I was laughing so hard. Kasi he was like, bakit? Oh, salumpas. Akala ko yung nagkamali siya.
Uh-oh.
And then when, because we laughed, and he was like, huh?
Salumpas.
Isn't that how you say it? You know why? I think if you ask anyone from ISM, the school I went to for high school, that's how we know it. Kasi
everyone says salumpas.
Because our nurse would say it.
Eh, anong paliwanag mo sa Antonio?
Ayan, medyo ano.
I cannot that one. Si Antonio. I cannot.
Antonio.
Si Antonio. That was funny.
That's my that's me from Bacolod.
I think you just hosted
my little desk.
That area. You were probably
Antonio.
But there
I
you
love
go.
The sound of Ilonggo.
It's so malambing.
Yeah.
It's so malambing.
It's like
singing. And malumay. Very malumay. Yun yung favorite ko, di ba, na singer.
Malumay.
Si Malumay. Na daddy na.
Alright, so...
What about us?
My Marky era. I think about... I'm in my Marky era, right? Because we're... You know, like... This is the reason we got together. Was because of Pokemon. And...
You're together?
Hindi. Like the way we met each other.
What?
Just
between us squirrel friends.
Tapos, you know, the way I'm into it, you would probably assume that I have always been into Pokemon. But I actually was never into Pokemon. Like, I actually collected them when I was younger. Pero hindi, like, I knew what their names were, but I didn't know, like, what they can do and the whole story behind it. So it was actually just because of Pokemon Go. Like, I never played the Game Boy. I never watched the anime before I got into it. Napanood ko na siya after I got into it. So that sense, in the leisure area, I'm pretty much in my Marky era as far as... Kasi this is the thing that envelops Marky's life.
Like, it's just Pokemon.
Meron siyang work, meron siyang social life, meron siyang love life, meron siyang career. Pero lahat yan second place to Pokemon.
No, literally, I do all literally. These things.
You so have to make peace with that.
Finance my Pokemon addiction.
You have to make, you know, if you're going to be part of Marky's life, you have to understand that no matter how high you are in the totem pole, you are at best number two to Pokemon.
Pokemon's always number one.
Number one. Yeah, and I get it because, you know, I'm also into it, but not in the way that Marky is.
That Marky is. And yeah,
you know, it's insane.
You know what's great? The past 2 years, because I had to do like the whole... I had to do a lot for the community.
Yeah.
And then ever since, like, stepped down from the whole ambassadorship, like, I've been just enjoying the game again. And doing it for myself and loving it again because I don't really need to do it for anyone else but me, which I find great.
Sorry, oo nga, ang dami nag-correct sa akin. Malumanay, not malumay. Wala nga palang word na malumay.
Kaya pala sabi ko,
parang malumay. Mali, no? Ako din eh. I'm like, parang mali. Sorry. Malumanay, not malumay.
As in like gentle, di ba pag malumanay? Like slow.
Yun, medyo. Kaya nga di ba very Ilonggo ganun, very malumanay. Yung parang like,
Na.
May tono, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ako may Marky era. Ano? Siguro, not naman... Well, I'm... Kasi I don't like... I'm not very confrontational. Mm. I don't think I am, at least. Unless, of course, you confront me, then I will confront you back. But now, parang I don't have a difficult time. Like, if I need to complain about something... I probably will
do it.
Yeah, I will probably do it. Not in a Karen way or like, alam mo yon. Yeah. Oh, wala na naman ganyan.
Ganon. All right, right.
Pero like
right.
In a joking.
Right.
Alam mo yon. Parang.
Not ganun. As direct.
Not.
Oh, wala na namang salmon.
Hindi ba yung kanya kasi even the way he says it, parang joke lang.
That's true.
Diba? It's not naman yung parang. Walang ganyan. Parang hindi naman siya galit. Sinasabi niya lang. And then he will still stay there and order something else, you know?
Yeah, it's not like gonna leave.
Exactly. But you will at least give them peace of your mind.
Oy, pero so ano ha, sige, in terms of ugali, I'm serious. I'm not saying it because it's Marky's birthday, but when I'm feeling lazy, like, to do work stuff, I always think to myself, kung si Marky laging ang daming energy, kaya mo rin yan. I use that as my inspiration. Because I'm like, how come he doesn't seem to like run out of energy?
You
so I'm
know
like,
what?
I really do think about it. Seriously.
Oh, at 36, kaya mo yan. Ganun.
Yung parang, tas iniisip ko, si Marky gan, siya pa yung nagpa-drive, siya pa yung nag-like. I use that as my fuel. I'm like,
That's what my I know my cast members are saying. I don't know how the heck you wake up at 5 a.m., go to radio, do your radio thing, go to the gym, go straight to rehearsals, do two tracks. Like, we can only do one track and you're doing two tracks and still have energy the next day to keep going and never missed one rehearsal.
Yeah.
I have not missed one, and there are others who got tired, got sick na.
Uh-huh.
The key is colostrum, people. Take your medication or your vitamins. Because that's what's going to get you far.
Sabi ni Dave, the first time I met Marky was during a national meeting in Manila with your tita madre, Noel. You're so kind and friendly. Tapos Ronald naman says, can I just share something about Marky? His first leg of events we did together, Manila, Cebu, Davao, where he performed with Jaya. In-announce niya, mobile number niya in the Davao event, right in front of a crowd of 500.
Listen, this was 2011, it was a Globe event, right? So I'm like, You want me to prove? You want me to prove that I'm Globe? Here, 091.
In-announce ang numero. Oh my God.
Wow.
In-announce ang numero.
Talk about commitment.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
But now, when I announce my number, it's the number of my handler. So whenever you get
that's
that,
true.
Just message my handler if you want to get me for events.
Okay.
Right? Oh, and I just want to do the shameless plug of Watch Rent. If you're free, it is Nine Works Rent in RCBC on April 19 to approximately June 2, I believe. Ooh. So I hope to see all you guys there. Come check out both casts. Well, I'll for sure be there for every time you watch. Unless, of course, hopefully I don't get sick. But please come and watch. It's a new take on Rent. Like, we have a trans woman playing Angel, right? So
right.
We have different takes on each of our characters, and
that's
it'd
so
be
exciting.
Great for you to come watch. It's like a modernized version of Rent. Like,
right.
If Rent was able to be as free as it was during the time. Because during the time, like, you couldn't do too many quote-unquote gay things.
Because right.
The audiences would feel alienated. But now, like, you have Angel doing ballroom, doing old way.
Ka-ka-ra-ka.
Because she's an old way dancer here in the Philippines. She's in ballroom, so she can. And it's great how she's able to teach other people as well in the cast about what ballroom culture was in the 80s, which was where it started. Right.
Okay. But happy birthday, Marky.
Happy birthday, Marky.
I'm sure you're going to be like replying to so many people messaging you on your social media. So happy birthday. And well, we'll see you tomorrow. And
we'll
tell us all
tomorrow.
About how you celebrated.
Yes.
I shall, well, most likely work. But yeah, see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.